Welcome back to The Comixologist, coming to you not live from New York City. It's Kazam and Laser Larson. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So the Laser and I actually work on the same team together. We both work with the European publishers to get their content on the platform. But enough about me. What about you? What is your day-to-day experience at Comixology?
It is boatloads of fun. I mostly deal with French content, as Kara said, as Kazam, excuse me, said. We have many, many interesting experiences working with French publishers.
Well, you just got back from France. You just got back from your whirlwind adventure at Paris Comic Con.
I did. It was amazing. C'était magnifique.
Did you get to practice your French a lot?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All the time.
And how about all that wine?
Can't get enough of it.
So, as it's Halloween week and everyone loves a treat, we have a special treat for listeners today. Matt's on vacation. We have the run of the place. And you had an idea. You had an idea for the perfect podcast for this week. Tell us about it.
So this actually happened. This idea occurred to me when Kara and I were on a business trip together in Seattle. And I don't really recall if we were eating pizza at the time, but we were somehow discussing pizza. And I said to Kara, you and Matt should do a pizza-themed podcast because there are so many comic books that feature pizza, whether prominently or just as a side motif. So lucky for me, Matt is on vacation and I get to be a part of this pizza podcast.
So we're going to be talking about comics and pizza and how they go so well together. Well, what's one of the books that you read that you thought where this combination was just magical?
Before we do that, I just want to mention that we're also eating pizza currently.
We did order a margarita pizza, which is making me laugh because I got to study abroad in Poland when I was in college for a summer. And one of my friends on that program spoke Polish fluently. And he decided that one day we were going to order pizza from Pizza Dracula, because, of course, that's where you order pizza from in Poland. And he got so excited because he was like, they have margarita pizza. This is going to be amazing. This is all I want. And he orders the pizza and eventually it arrives and he opens the box. And like while he's opening it, he has this expression of pure joy on his face, which is suddenly swept away by horror as he realizes that in Poland, margarita pizza includes olives on it.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say includes a margarita dumped on it.
Not far off the mark.
I would be thrilled if there were olives on my pizza. That would not be a nightmare for me. That would be a delight. I guess it is disorienting if you were expecting a true margarita pizza, though.
But I was like, you speak Polish. Surely you read this menu thoroughly in Polish and understood that it included this ingredient. Anyways.
hunger can really inhibit your reading abilities.
But what is your first pick for this pizza theme podcast? What to you meshes pizza and comics perfectly?
I have to go with one of my favorite series of all times, which is Teen Dog. And I'm very upset because it was recently announced that the series will be wrapping up. However, I feel like this is going to become a cult classic. But as more and more people discover it, and it's just like a timeless, great pizza series, pizza and teen dog series. Have you read this, Kara?
Absolutely. But tell the listeners, what's it about?
It's basically about a dog who's a teen and his adventures in high school. He is the only animal in his high school.
What about Thug Pug?
Oh, that's true. Thug Pug. That's true. I forgot about Thug Pug. Yeah, all the characters have really great names, like Thug Pug, Sarah Soto, star quarterback, just all your high school stereotypes, but done in a hilarious and really like accessible way.
It reminds me of a Doug cartoon. Like, I feel like when I'm reading it, I'm watching something on Nicktoons from like the 90s.
Yes, yes, that's a really great comparison. Yeah, I just like the pacing of it. Like, it's kind of like a calm Zen comic, sort of. Like,
well, Teen Dog is a really calm Zen dude. I mean, he has a void in his locker.
Yeah, exactly. It's a giant cave that we have. There's probably lots of pizza in there. And the pizza connection here is that Teen Dog is kind of obsessed with pizza. He thinks about it. He sees it wherever he turns, whether it's real or not. He also on the back of his vest, he wears like a really badass denim vest, and it has a pizza embroidered on the back.
As one does. Yes. As one does.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't say enough about how much I like this comic book. It's just so silly, but very chill and calm, and Teen Dog is kind of my idol, so
Teen Dog is super cool. So let's talk about a comic where the whole thing is about pizza. Buffalo Speedway is one of my favorite things that I've read in the last year, actually. It is about the craziest pizza day ever. It was like the World Cup was happening, and the NBA Finals were happening, and everyone in this one city in Texas just wants pizza, and this tiny independent pizza store is rushing to keep up with the demand. So the owner instates like a race, a contest between all the different pizza drivers, and whoever wins and whoever like delivers the most pizzas in a specific amount of time gets like half the take. And it's nuts. Like, it's one of the most like well-paced books I think I've read, because you feel like you're watching like this action movie, but it's all about pizza delivery. And all these characters are so, they're all kind of gross in a way, but like you like can recognize real people in them. It's like a very good example of how your characters don't have to be shining beacons of humanity in order to be good.
I also feel like everyone's a little gross when they're eating pizza. So then,
you said that as I'm taking a bite. Thank you.
So that's very realistic, actually.
But yeah, Buffalo Speedway, A+, and like definitely thoroughly pizza themed. And like, there's all these crazy like B subplots that only add to the intensity of the main storyline. Ah, so good. But what else would you recommend for our pizza-loving listeners?
I feel like we can't have a pizza podcast without mentioning Hawkeye's Pizza Dog issue, which I just reread in preparation for this podcast, and it is even better the second time I read it. So smartly done, and such a refreshing way to just another like interesting different perspective of the Hawkeye series.
That entire Hawkeye series with Matt Fraction and David Aja was just incredible. Like, arguably redefined Marvel comics as they currently are. The Hawkeye series in that version is just you seeing what Clint Barton does when he's not an Avenger. But Kate Bishop, who is also Hawkeye, is there too. But they also have a furry friend. Tell us about Lucky.
Yes, Lucky is their dog who, I can't remember how they, that was in the first issue that they find Lucky, right?
He's escaped from his terrible gangster overlords.
Right, right, exactly. And they nickname him Pizza Dog.
He just loves pizza, like the rest of us.
Exactly.
I mean, we love pizza. We're eating it right now.
Exactly. But in issue 11, the entirety of issue 11, I believe, is told from Pizza Dog's perspective. So, for example, there's basically no dialogue. It's all told through mostly like icons.
What? Almost like emojis.
Yeah, very similar to emojis. It also reminded me a lot of Chris Ware's books, how he uses like iconography to tell stories. And also you get little snippets of people's conversations, like every third word you see in the way that a dog would recognize really simple language. You also get that, those snippets of dialogue. It's just really, really smartly done. And there is pizza featured, I think.
Lucky does find, he's investigating something, but then he does find pizza in a dumpster and start eating it for a few panels.
Excellent. I think he also smells it at some point on Kate Bishop, like she just ate pizza and he smells the scent of residual pizza.
Well, you have a dog. Do you think that your dog sees the world like Pizza Dog does?
I think so. I feel like that I definitely think he we give him more credit than we give him less credit than he deserves. Did I say that correctly? No, we give him, you know what I mean.
So you can't talk about pizza without talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What version of the TMNT are you most familiar with?
Honestly, I never read the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books, I've just seen the cartoons. So that is where my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle knowledge basis comes from. Are the comics very similar?
It's interesting because the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have been published by so many different companies and have been in different iterations on TV, whether it's the live action one with Venus that some fans don't like to talk about, or the most recent live action movie that most fans really don't like to talk about, but I'm obsessed with. And of course, like, the cartoon that I was watching was the one that was on Nickelodeon, I believe, in like 2003. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one that my brother and I would watch. And I got to admit, I got into the TMNT comics after seeing the most recent live action movie, because the most recent movie is like kind of gritty. It's like a grittier Turtles, but not like in a my parents are dead and I am angsty kind of way. And like a everything's just kind of more like dark and realistic. Yeah. Ooh, noir. That's a good word. And I was looking for more of that. And I realized that the original TMNT comics that Eastman and Laird did in the 80s fit that mold. They were black and white indie comics. And they were kind of a commentary on how like aggro comics were getting at that time, and so they tried to make it go as over the top as they could have. So they were like, what is the most ridiculous thing we can think of? And the answer was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So they went with that for like a parody. Oh my God. But then everyone was like obsessed with it.
That sounds great.
No, it was actually in the first issue that was ever made, they kill Shredder. But anyone who's seen more than like an episode of TMNT or read more than a comic are like, what are you talking about? He's the main villain. But, you know, that first issue, they didn't realize that it was going to become a thing. So, but then they realized that they had a good idea and ran with it. But those original, I like reading the originals, the black and white versions that IDW publishes in a few collections. And you really get back to like the start of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like starting to meet some of the villains that people who are longtime fans will recognize. Casey Jones is in the first volume, like being buddy-buddy with Raphael, because of course he's friends with Raphael. Like,
is there an origin to their obsession with pizza?
You know, I was digging around for it. There is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Wikipedia, which I discovered and read. There's a pizza entry in that Wikipedia. And I was trying to figure out, like, in what issue they first mention it, but I don't think they really got into that. They just kind of said, oh, it's mentioned in, like, this issue and this issue and this issue, as opposed to being like, this is the definitive origin story of why they love pizza.
There was a pizza god that bestowed upon them gifts of pizza and, I don't know, some elaborate pizza creation story.
That's in the reboot. But there's a French book that's kind of about pizza, and you were telling me about this. What's that book called?
It's called Pizza Road Trip. So
in English?
Yes.
Well, the title's in English.
The title's in English. Right, right, right. The actual story is in French.
Everybody learn French.
I actually only read the first couple of pages of it. However, it seems very similar in its insanity to Buffalo Speedway, kind of like fast-paced adventure story where a group of friends are on this like insane trip to find pizza. I think it's almost like a similar to like a Harold and Kumar, except instead of going to White Castle, they go to find pizza. But the art looks super cool. It's done in like three colors, and it just kind of, the characters are like really kind of cute looking, and I don't know. I'm really excited to keep reading it. It's from Ankama, the French publisher. So once you learn French, you should go check it out.
Pizza Road Trip.
Well, can someone who doesn't speak French get value from this book?
Absolutely. Totally. Especially if they're a pizza lover.
I want to talk about one more pizza-themed book. The new Teen Titans show that's on Cartoon Network has a comic that expands on some of the Titans' adventures and has a few extra of their own. And in the first issue, which was actually a free Comic Book Day special, so it's available for free for you on the platform, is about the Titans battling a pizza monster that appears in the refrigerator.
Oh my god, I think that's in my refrigerator right now.
It's just a leftover bog in everyone's fridge. So the Titans have to combat this pizza that they find out that it's even in there because it kept eating Cyborg's sandwich.
Oh no!
And he was like, but it's my sandwich. Like, who is eating this? So he's like questioning Robin and Starfire and Raven and Beast Boy. And he's just like, which one of you ate it? I'm going to surveil this. I'm going to put this place under surveillance and we're going to figure it out. And then he opens the fridge and the sandwich is gone again. And then they decide to open the pizza box. And it's Raven's pizza. And Beast Boy was like, don't touch Raven's pizza. Like, don't go there. But they open it and this like gigantic, like room-filling pizza demon emerges, and they have to defeat it by any means necessary. It's very cute.
Oh my god, that sounds terrifying and also delicious.
Terrifying but delicious, yes. We got too excited by our pizza concept. We're all out of time, but briefly, what are you excited to read this week since we were too busy reading pizza books to do anything else?
I am excited for Adventure Time 2015 Spooktacular Number 1. From Boom. It is, I think it goes into Marceline, the Vampire Queen, one of my favorite characters in Adventure Time. It goes into her whole backstory and how she became the Vampire Queen. So I'm excited to check that out.
It sounds awesome. Appropriately enough, there is a new issue of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out this week. And I am super excited for Gotham by Midnight, which has been one of my favorite books. I think they're wrapping up either with this issue or the next one, but it is about the scary, mysterious, supernatural things in Gotham that happen that not even the Batman can handle. So there's a special squad of the Gotham police force that handles this. And like one of them is Jim Corrigan, who longtime comic fans might know is routinely possessed by the Spectre, who delivers the vengeance of God upon sinners. So he's like fighting between like keeping that in check and also trying to figure out like all this evil stuff that's happening in Gotham. And it's pretty creepy. So if you like Gotham City in general, bat books, peripheral bat books, and just want a creepy Halloween read, definitely check out Gotham by Midnight.
That sounds perfect for Halloween week. I will definitely check that out.
Well, thank you all for listening to our special edition pizza podcast. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming next week when Slim is back from vacation. But thank you, Laser Larson, for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, everyone, enjoy your comics. See you here next week.